This is King from 90.5 WESA. I'm Susan Scott Peterson. There's this question a lot of reporters ask at the end of an interview. It goes something like this.
Is there anything that I should have asked that I haven't asked yet?
It's a catch-all, a way to shake loose anything you might have missed. And before I left King on that first day of school, I sat down with school project assistant Destiny Hoffman, who had been my guide for the day, and I asked my last question. And she did something most folks don't do. She turned the question back to me.
Is there anything that you feel like you wish you know that you didn't ask?
I was a little taken off guard, and I stammered some stuff.
I mean, I'm honestly feeling really drawn to spending a lot more time here.
And that was how I got invited back to King on Halloween 2024 to see how the school year was going. I should note, during this visit, I spent a fair bit of time in Ms. Hoffman's office, where she often plays calming meditation music, so you'll hear that throughout the story. Here it is.
Hi there, it's Susan Scott Peterson from the radio.
1 second, wait, no security to answer the door.
Okay. Good morning, how are you?
It's great to see you.
So is there anything in particular that you would like to see today, or are you just here for the day-to-day happenings?
I kind of just wanted to check in generally and see, because I was here 2-3 months ago. It's October.
August.
Okay, so 2 months. It's been 2 months. Everybody had high expectations at the beginning of the year. Now that we're really into it, how are things going?
I would say we were definitely in better spirits in the beginning of the year. We're experiencing a lot of violence this year. We're experiencing a lot of defiance, and earlier than we typically do. So I am here pretty much putting out fires all day, whether it's someone just having a little meltdown, somebody taking their aggression out on our school property. We have a lot of locker kickers and window smashers. That's where we're at right now. We're just trying to keep our sanity and keep our kids safe and on the path to success. This is first grade. We can walk down here. It looks like they're actually having an incentive out here, so we can take a step out here and see.
Is anyone available to walk Chloe to the bathroom?
It's Ms. Bushyager up there. She's our instrumental teacher, so she teaches all of our students how to play a plethora of different instruments. I mean, they play the ukulele, the drums, horn. She teaches everything.
Here we go!
To get prepared for first lunch. This day is moving quickly. I need to make my oatmeal. I haven't eaten yet. But I will have my student envoys available for you to speak
I would love
with.
To hear about what student envoys are too, so you can sure. tell me all about that.
Yeah, so student envoy is a district-wide initiative, making sure that we all know what the expectations are, how to practice them, what rewards are available, positive and negative. And the student envoys are the students who display those expectations. They're always in their uniform, they have at least 90% attendance, and they do not have any behavior infractions.
I'm looking for students that are sitting quietly at their table. Baby girl, go get your lunch. Miss Snyder's friend.
Good to see you. What do you have to eat?
I don't know what is this. Macaroni cheese. I'm dressed up for Halloween Ghostbusters.
You look great.
There's just not enough help ever. Like, even our best day, we can still always use more help.
It's exhausting, it's draining, but there's pockets of reward, and so we look for those every day.
The days before, like, a holiday or the day of a holiday in some cases, like, Valentine's Day is always really hard, too, especially in middle school. A lot of broken hearts, a lot of gifts, a lot of balloons, you know. It's always tough. Even, like, the day before Christmas break, the day before Thanksgiving, it's very fun for the kids, but it's also really difficult for some of our kids who, you know, being home isn't always the most pleasant experience. Maybe you have parents who are split up, or, you know, there's not enough food at home. And so some of our kids, holidays can be very stressful for them.
We've got this enough for everything. Susan, this is all of my eighth grade student envoy.
Hey, how's it going?
We have Zanaya, Jasmine, Savannah back there, Antoine, Michaela, Layla, Jalil, Alex, Janaya, and Samuela. So these are my veterans.
I see it.
Lots of moving parts today, and if I don't make this oatmeal, I'm going to be hangry.
Is it okay if I talk to y'all while you're working?
Yeah.
So can you tell me what your name is?
Jasmine.
And tell me what you're doing right now.
So right now I'm just packing up some candy for like the little kids for Halloween and stuff. And yeah, that's what I'm doing.
What's your favorite class at school?
Miss Maven's class, my ELA teacher's class.
What do you like about ELA?
I like writing and stuff and journaling and stuff. It makes me feel like I can like talk about like things I experience, and it just makes me feel happy. Like, I don't know, like express my thoughts and stuff.
Get the thing off your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say that again. What does that help you do?
Get the things off your chest.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Vanea.
And then what about you? What's your favorite class here at King School?
Math.
What do you like about math?
What I like about math is that I could use math in the future. I could calculate my money. I could see how much money I will have left.
Are y'all going to go find Miss Hoffman?
Yeah.
Is it cool if I walk with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't get around the school yet. It's so big.
It looks big, but it gets smaller and smaller every year.
Afternoon and happy Halloween, our spooky friends. In about 10 minutes, we will begin to start our parade. We are just
Halloween!
It's crazy. For the most part, our students are happy to come to school. They have positive relationships with the adults in the building that they look forward to seeing. The behaviors that I'm expressing are, I could tell you, maybe 20 students out of our 300. But because I'm dealing with that primarily, it's like most of my day, and it seems heavy, but when I look around and I see the students that are here just owning being a child and enjoying being a child and following the staff's directions and allowing themselves to receive care, that's when I'm like, okay, I can breathe. This isn't it. You know, this is a small problem that I cannot fix on my own. It is going to require some community effort, some legislation effort. And I'm just picking my battles and filling in where I can best so that I can be effective this year.
That was Pittsburgh King's Destiny Hoffman. In that story, we also heard the voices of school secretary Bernice Wilkerson, music teacher Mary Lou Bushjager, vice principal Colleen Pegger, social worker Tanya Ashby, and students Lazarus, Jasmine, Zinaya, and Layla. The series was edited by WESA's Glynis Board, additional editing by Christopher Ayers and education reporter Jillian Forstadt. The executive editor is Cindy Lash, and digital production by Patrick Doyle. Music for the series is by Achilles Soon Griffin and original art by Victoria Elliott. I'm Susan Scott Peterson, and this is King from 90.5 WESA.